Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Matthew Ulmer. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews 10:19-39. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning deliberately, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment, and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment, do you think, will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and again the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. If God exists, where is he at? This is a question on the minds of many in the world. Maybe it is a question that is on your mind as well. It is a question that is often sparked by witnessing the current events of the world, both globally and locally. There are wars and rumors of wars. There is violence and injustice at every level imaginable. There is sickness and disease. There is hunger. There is disaster. There is sin. And boy, oh boy, is there sin. Every day we suffer under the effects of sin. We suffer because of other people's actions and inaction. We suffer because of the consequence of our own sin. Ever since the fall, we have been surrounded by jealousy, strife, greed, lies, manipulation, and plain old force. Situations that have caused many to ask the question, where is God? Christians, as I pose this question, we have the answer. We have the answer, and it is not a generic one like everywhere or in heaven. No. God is present for us, and he is closer than you can even imagine. Close enough to hear, smell, feel, taste, and see. This is what we have through the blood of Jesus. His blood shed for us on Calvary has opened for us the very throne of God. And when we come into his presence through that blood, what do we find? Do we find judgment and condemnation? No. We find mercy. We find forgiveness. We find life. We find salvation. Where is this entrance to this holy place filled with all of God's good gifts? It is not far. Where God's people gather together around God's promises given in word and sacrament, there heaven is. That's right. In the divine service, there God is for you. Right there, shoulder to shoulder with other Christians, you have a very real audience with God, where he delights to give you all the goodness earned by Christ on his cross. And you do not have to wonder if he is present. You hear him in his words spoken and proclaimed. You feel him in the coolness of water applied. You see him in the host in the cup raised up for you. You smell him when the wine comes near to your nose as you drink Jesus' blood for the forgiveness of your sins. And you taste that the Lord is good when you eat the meal that Christ gave for us as a remembrance and for the taking away of our sins. Where is God? Well, he's for you right down the road at your local congregation. The saints of God gathered around word and sacrament. Join them in worship, boldly drawing near with a true heart, receiving from him everything that we need for this life and for the next. Almighty God, by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light. Grant that we who have been raised with him may abide in his presence and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.